This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives unanimously passes Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil says bill paves way for large-scale infrastructure development. Investment Board of Nepal approves investment worth ₹8.84 billion. Kuse Aunsi or Father's Day being observed across the country today. And UN chief says famine in Gaza City is a failure of humanity. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has unanimously passed the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2025, a move hailed by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil as a gateway to large-scale infrastructure growth through alternative funding sources. Minister Paudil praised the united stance of lawmakers, noting that the bill sets a national precedent for meeting urgent development needs efficiently. The bill, designed to mobilize investments in high-return projects, won cross-party support, with opposition lawmakers also welcoming it as a new and necessary approach to national growth. Meanwhile, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari told Parliament that more than 613,000 formal sector workers and 1.8 million outbound workers have been enrolled in the Social Security Fund, including some from informal and self-employed groups. He highlighted Nepal's global uniqueness in extending social security to migrant workers and said preparations are underway to ratify ILO Conventions 81 and 87 to strengthen labour inspection. The government is also restructuring labour and employment services to fit the federal system and has set up an internal employment management division to coordinate job programmes across the levels. Meanwhile, significant progress was made on two other key legislative fronts. The Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee presented its report on the bill to amend certain Nepal Acts relating to land 2025. Debate surfaced over provisions allowing the government to set land limits through a notified order, a move opposed by Maoist Centre and Rashtriya Swatantra Party, who warned of executive overreach. The bill also aims to ease the criteria for distributing land to unorganized settlers and modernize laws related to land, forest and conservation while supporting the real estate sector. Likewise, the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee also tabled its report on the School Education Bill, proposing reforms such as teachers allocating 60% of student grades and aligning school staff salaries with local laws while ensuring compliance with the federal minimum wage. Both bills endorsed by their committees on Thursday will move to the National Assembly following the House of Representatives' approval. Meanwhile, the House unanimously agreed to send two new proposals for further deliberation. The Information Technology and Cyber Security Bill 2082, presented by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subbagurung, and National Sport Development First Amendment Bill 2082, introduced by Youth and Sports Minister Tejulal Chowdhury. Similarly, the National Assembly has unanimously passed the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill, which was earlier endorsed by the House of Representatives. The bill, which now returns to the House, includes a key provision allowing citizenship certificates to be issued in mother's name under certain conditions. Meanwhile, concerns continued in Parliament yesterday over the recent India-China agreement to resume trade through Nepal's Lipulekh, Limpiadhura and Kalapani regions. Lawmakers reaffirmed the areas as sovereign parts of Nepal and strongly objected to the deal reportedly signed without Nepal's involvement. They urged the government to take immediate diplomatic steps and raise the issue during Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's upcoming visits to both countries. Other concerns raised in the House included the spread of lumpy skin disease in livestock, illegal post-budget tax changes, and the need to protect local languages while ensuring stronger federal coordination. Lawmakers also stressed unity in safeguarding national interest and territorial integrity. The next session of the House of Representatives is scheduled for August 29th. The Investment Board of Nepal has approved an investment of Rs. 8.84 billion for the development of the 54-megawatt Lower Apsua hydropower project. The decision was taken at a board meeting chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. The meeting also formed a tax committee under the CEO to prepare a proposal on the West Seti hydropower project, including financing and development modalities. In addition, the CEO has been entrusted with submitting feasibility reports on the Kathmandu Hetona Birganj Portway project and the Panchkhal Special Economic Zone, as well as issuing survey licenses for new projects. The board further approved the Karnali Transmission Company to carry out environmental and feasibility studies for a new transmission line alignment to support 900 megawatt Upper Karnali hydropower project. The meeting was attended by Deputy Prime Minister, Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel, several ministers, senior officials and the Central Bank Governor. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said the government is introducing a bill to regulate the operation of social networks to curb anarchy in the name of media. Speaking at a press conference in Kathmandu in Kaski yesterday, the minister clarified that the bill is aimed at regulation, not control, rejecting claims of misinformation about its intent. He stressed that tackling cyber crimes is imperative, such activities pose threats to nationality, independence and unity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज People across the country are observing Kuse Aunsi, also known as Father's Day or Gokarne Aunsi today. Families are bringing the sacred kus or sharp-edged holy grass into their homes. The day is also celebrated as Father's Day or Gokarne Aunsi. People on this occasion honor their fathers with gifts, sweets and special meals. Major marketplaces in the Kathmandu have been bustling since early morning with people buying fruits, sweets and presents on the occasion. The day also coincides with the 168th birth anniversary of renowned Nepali literator Motiram Bhatta, who made significant contributions to the development of the Nepali language and literature. Various programs are being organized nationwide to mark Moti Jayanti today. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has stressed the urgent need for climate protection and environmental conservation to secure Nepal's future. Speaking after inaugurating a tree plantation program in Banepa yesterday, the minister voiced concern over the severe impacts of climate change on Nepal. She noted that Nepal had already hosted the Sagarmatha Sambad, using the forum to draw global attention to the country's climate vulnerabilities. The first Women Police Conference concluded in Kathmandu yesterday, issuing the Kathmandu Declaration. The conference brought together serving and retired police women police officers along with advocates of gender equality. Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duwari said the two-day event marked a historic step in Nepal police's journey towards gender inclusion and empowerment. Inspector General of Police Deepak Thapa praised the contributions of women officers in peacekeeping, crime investigation and traffic management, noting the event's role in mainstreaming gender equality within the institution. Now, on to an international news update. The UN Secretary General has described the famine in Gaza City and surrounding areas as a failure of humanity, calling it a man-made disaster. The Integrated Food Security Phase Classification has raised the food insecurity status in parts of Gaza to Phase 5, the highest level, with over 500,000 people facing starvation, destitution and death. Israel has denied the reports, calling them false, while the UN and more than 100 humanitarian groups insist aid restrictions are worsening the crisis. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, since the start of the conflict in October 2023, at least 62,122 people have been killed in Gaza. The war has displaced most of the population, destroyed over 90% of homes, and caused a collapse of healthcare, water, and sanitation systems. Now, this is the weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of the country and at a few places of the Tarai regions of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region of Bagmati, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and the Tarai region of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently the monsoon low pressure trough is located in a near normal position. Additionally, monsoon activity is expected to strengthen slightly, influenced by moisture-laden winds from Bay of Bengal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. House of Representatives unanimously passes Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says bill paves way for large-scale infrastructure development. Investment Board of Nepal approves investment worth ₹8.84 billion. Kuse Aunsi, or Father's Day, is being observed across the country today. And UN chief says famine in Gaza City is failure of humanity. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.